Bethlehem Steel is selling nearly all of its assets to International Steel Group. The deal, valued at $1.5 billion, needs to be approved by a bankruptcy court. Bethlehem is one of about 30 U.S. steelmakers in bankruptcy. Industry observers say there will be more consolidations in the months to come. The Bethlehem deal is being hailed by some as a critical first step in helping to save the steel industry. But the company's 95,000 retirees stand to lose their health and insurance benefits as early as next month. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
At Bethlehem, they've been making steel for around 100 years. At its peak, during World War II, the company employed 300,000 people. But modern technology and intense competition from abroad have led to drastic downsizing. Randy Duncan retired from Bethlehem's Sparrows Point Mill outside Baltimore years ago, though he still takes people on tours. He says when you walk around a modern steel mill, you don't see many people.
Most of the processes here at this plant are computer-controlled at this point in time. There are maintenance people involved to repair machinery, but for the operation or production of steel, there are actually very few people involved.
The steel industry has been losing jobs for decades. At the same time, the ratio of retirees to active workers has risen. It's now nearly 6-1. Years ago, when that ratio was smaller and the industry was still profitable, companies could make good on the generous retirement benefits they'd negotiated. But that's not true anymore. In the past several years, 30 U.S. steelmakers, including Bethlehem, have filed for bankruptcy. Robert Miller, Bethlehem's president, says the level of benefits promised by the companies in the past simply can't be met.
We have about $3 billion underfunding of our pension plan, which is why the pension board has taken over the pension plan. And secondly, we have an accrued liability for future health care for our retirees also of about $3 billion. So in total, that's about $6 billion of retiree liabilities, and we just do not have the financial wherewithal in the company or the earning power to support that burden.
Despite the wave of bankruptcies, most retired steelworkers will still get their pensions. The federal government's Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation guarantees workers will receive 90% of what they were promised. However, retirees' health and insurance benefits are another matter. Bruce Davis is a former Bethlehem attorney who serves as legal counsel for the Retired Employees Benefit Coalition. He says his organization is looking at ways to provide group health benefits for retired Bethlehem workers, since he says many will have a tough time if they're forced into the market as individuals.
Healthcare insurance providers are not fighting over writing healthcare coverage for people that primarily are in their late 60s, 70s, and 80s. It is not a desirable constituency. That's the importance of what we're attempting to do with regard to our replacement policy.
But Bethlehem says it has no choice but to stop funding health benefits for its 95,000 retirees and their dependents. Many have been paying only a few dollars a month for health insurance and will suddenly see their premiums jump to several hundred dollars a month. The company has asked the bankruptcy court to allow it to end coverage by March 31st. Bethlehem says getting out from under its huge pension and health care liabilities was the only way the company could find a buyer. United Steelworkers President Leo Girard has termed the company's move morally callous. He thinks U.S. companies and workers are not being protected the way they should be.
There's no other industrial society on earth where your retiree benefits and your health care benefits are so intimately tied to the success of an employer who's being told they have to compete in a global marketplace where no one else is competing on the same terms that we are.
But the current deal between ISG and Bethlehem could not have happened without the union's blessing. The United Steelworkers Union has negotiated a new 6-year contract with ISG that many believe will be a model for the steel industry. The agreement asks domestic steel companies to set up a benefit trust for retired workers, but allows contributions to be based on future profits. The new labor agreement also contains far less generous benefits for current steel workers. At ISG's mill in Cleveland, a hulking blast furnace sits near the Cuyahoga River belching smoke. Inside the mill, workers are rolling molten slabs into long sheets of steel. Alex Dennis, or AJ as he likes to be called, has worked in the mill for decades, both for the former LTV Steel and now for ISG. He says things are better now.
They're giving us that freedom to, if we have a good idea, to come up with a solution to a problem, or if we have a good idea, to make it stick, to make it work. And that's never happened down here before.
Workers at ISG say they understand why their colleagues at Bethlehem are worried. Only around 60% of former LTV workers were hired back by ISG when it took over. Mike Mermelli, a maintenance worker and union official at the ISG plant, says, however, in the end, it came down to the loss of some jobs or all of them.
We made the best that we could out of a bad situation. You know, I guess the best way that I could tell you, it's like there's all of us were out in the water drowning, and the ship come by, and we put as many people on as we could. We didn't get everybody, but we got a lot of people back on that ship and saved a lot of jobs. We didn't save them all, but we saved a lion's share of those jobs, and it's better than doing nothing.
There are an estimated 100,000 retirees and spouses who have already lost their health care coverage because of bankruptcies in the steel industry. And with other companies' mergers pending, that number will likely rise. Jack Spear, NPR News.